After the Alaska Ranger sank off the Aleutians in the early morning hours of Easter Day, crewman Ryan Shuck floated alone in the Bering Sea in his survival suit. As his hopes of rescue dimmed, Shuck said he faced an impossibly bleak decision.
I kind of started asking myself, I wonder if it's better to freeze to death or if it'd be better just to unzip my suit and sink right now and get this over with. Because it just started seeming like a really long time out there.
But investigators at Wednesday's Coast Guard hearing were more interested in a story Shuck told about the Alaska Ranger's fishing trip a month earlier, when the ship ran into heavy sea ice while it was fishing farther north in the Bering Sea. Ice encounters are not unusual for Alaskan fishing boats, but Shuck and the other two crew members who testified Wednesday said that what was unusual was the speed at which the Ranger pushed through the ice on its way back to port. Shuck told the investigators that the Ranger's fishmaster, Satoshi Kono, was pushing the boat so hard that it bounced off the ice like a pinball. Shuck said later that this provoked an argument between Kono and the ship's captain at the time, Steve Slotvig, who left the Ranger's crew when the ship returned to port.
He didn't want to damage the boat, and then the fishmaster's on the other end of the spectrum saying we need to get in so we can make money, and it's kind of a weird balance, I guess.
The story is important for two reasons. One is that the Marine Board is trying to determine whether past damage to the ship's hull might have caused it to flood. So investigators have been asking crew members about possible run-ins with heavy sea ice. The other has to do with who was really in charge on the Ranger. Shuck's testimony suggested that Kono, the fishmaster, whose job was to supervise fishing on behalf of Japanese seafood buyers, was actually driving the ship at times, even though he was not a licensed officer. But Shuck also said he thought the ship's licensed first mate was also on watch in the wheelhouse the night the incident occurred, which would have made it legal. Jeremy Freitag, who was the steward on the Ranger, said after his own testimony Wednesday that Steve Slotvig, the captain, had also told him about the fight.
I was in the kitchen, galley, and I heard Captain Steve saying, me and the fishmaster aren't getting along, he's going through the ice. Eventually, right after that, he did leave the vessel. I don't know if he was fired or he quit, but he did leave the vessel.
The fishmaster was one of the five men who died when the Ranger sank last month. Slotvig was supposed to testify himself on Wednesday, but will now be appearing before the panel later in the week. Attorneys representing boat owner Fishing Company of Alaska said Slotvig wasn't fired and left the ship by his own choice for other reasons before its doomed final voyage, and is still captaining other fishing boats for the company. Shuck and Freitag also both testified that alcohol use was rampant on the Ranger, although they hadn't witnessed any the night before the ship sank. Both men are suing Fishing Company of Alaska over the sinking and appeared with their lawyer at Wednesday's hearing. A third crewman named David Hull also offered highly critical testimony on Wednesday. He introduced into evidence several video recordings that he had managed to get off the ship on a memory card sealed in a Ziploc bag. Those haven't been shown publicly yet, but Hull said they include evidence of the ship's encounters with ice, as well as footage of the ship's assistant engineer sleeping while on his watch. During his cross-examination, an attorney for Fishing Company of Alaska alleged that Hull had attempted to use those videos to extort money from the company's insurance representative, who had offered Hull a $35,000 settlement. Hull said he had tried to negotiate a larger sum, but had not engaged in extortion. In Seattle, I'm Charles Homans.